Welcome to Sorati Melchanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Cindy Mendelowitz. Today we study Shmuel Bet, Perek Tet Zayin, Chapter 16. Whereas we'll recall, David, with the few who remain loyal to him, is a fugitive, running away from his beloved Yerushalayim, pursued by his own son in the most tragic betrayal possible. All of which fits into the nevuah of Nathan Hanavi of the price David would have to pay to cleanse himself from what was perceived by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a failure on his part in the incident with Bathsheba. Pasuk Aleph. V'David aval me'at miharosh. David passes further from the head of Harazitim. V'hine tziva, na'al mifiboshes lekwaso. V'tzemed chamorim chavushim, v'alei amasayim lechem umeya tzimukim, umeya kayetz v'nevel yoyin. The Mefreshim explained that at this point, David and his people were literally starving. There were not many who would come out and greet them for fear of being perceived as being on the wrong side of the rebellion. And so no one provided any food to David and his men on the run. Except a figure we've seen before, Tziva, who was the non-Jewish servant of the house of Shaul, who had appeared as the protector of Mephibosheth, the only remaining descendant of the house of Shaul, the son of David's beloved friend Yehonasan. Tziva now arrives to greet David and his men with donkeys laden with abundant food for those who are fleeing Yerushalayim. And as such, Vayomer HaMelech el Tziva, Ma Ela Lach, Vayomer Tziva, HaChamorim Leveis HaMelech Lerkov, VeAlechem VeAkayitz Le'echol HaNe'arim, VeAyayin Lishtos HaYa'ef BaMidbar. In answer to David's question, Tziva explains that this abundant food is for the sake of the weary ones of David, his household, his men, who are accompanying him on their way out of Yerushalayim. Vayomer HaMelech, Pasuk Yemot, David says to Tziva, Ve'aye ben Adonecha, where is the son of your master, referring to Mephibosheth, who at this point has been instated by David as a guest at his table, and David had promised to look out for Mephibosheth for the rest of his life. Vayomer Tziva el HaMelech, Hine Yoshev Yerushalayim, Ki Amar Hayom Yoshivu Li Beis Yisrael, Es Mamluchos Avi. Tziva presents as the messenger David's been waiting for, the one who would provide for his starving household when nobody else would. But in fact, as is evident from his words, Tziva was an opportunistic schemer who was trying to manipulate the vulnerability of David to gain his own benefit. Because as he explains to David, Mephibosheth, the descendant of Shaul and then Yonasan, is currently in Yerushalayim. The reason being, because he is waiting for the family of David to destroy themselves, whereby Klal Yisrael will say, what is with this new king? One son kills the other. The son then who murdered his brother attacks his father. This is not how Malchut is meant to be. And the Malchut will be restored to the last living member of the house of Shaul. And so Tziva presents Mephibosheth as lying wait in Yerushalayim, waiting for the family of David to destroy each other and to reclaim the Malchut for the family of Shaul. This is patently untrue. Mephibosheth remained in Yerushalayim because, as we'll recall, he was crippled and he couldn't leave without help. Pasuk Dalid. Vayomer HaMelech leTziva, Hinei lecha kol asher leMephibosheth, Vayomer Tziva, Hishtachavesi, Emtzachein be'inecha Adoni HaMelech. There's a monumental machloket between Rav and Shmuel, in Masechet Shabbat Nun Vav Amud Aleph, about whether David here actually accepted the Lashon Hara of Tziva, or whether he just left this as hanging to be examined later when he could, when he was not on the run for his life. This will become relevant, this will become critical, later on, when we see the thread of this story picked up again with Tziva and Mephibosheth. In the meanwhile, as a result of the report that was delivered, David passes over to Tziva all of the assets of the family of Shaul that he had previously granted to Mephibosheth. Tziva, with great bowing, accepts graciously this gift, and we will see more of this schemer a little later on. David continues on his tragic, tear-filled path out of Yerushalayim, Pasuk Hey, and things get even more difficult. Uva HaMelech David ad Bachurim. David arrives at the city called Bachurim. V'hinei misham ish yotzei mimishpachas Beis Shaul, ushmo Shimi ven Gera. Yotze, Yotzo, Umikalel. As David is continuing on in the territory of Binyamin, he finds a prominent person from the family of Shaul, whose name is Shimi ben Gera. Not just a regular person, but again, one of the Gdole Hador, one of the Torah leaders of the generation, who comes out Umikalel and hurls at David terrible, terrible curses. Vayisakel ba'avanim es David, and he throws stones at David, v'eskal avdei ha'melech David, v'chal ha'am v'chal ha'giborim yemino u'mismolo. And he pelts all of the grouping of David on his right and on his left with stones. V'cho amal Shimi b'kalelo. And so spoke Shimi as he cursed David. Tse, tse, ish hadami. Leave, leave, you bloody murderer. As the Kilat Yaakov points out, the double language, tse, tse, tse first from Yerushalayim Shalmata, from the physical city of Yerushalayim. But the second time, tse from Yerushalayim Shalmala. Leave any portion you ever had in divine reward. Leave your entire heritage in this world and in the next. Ish Hadamim. Shimi here labels David as responsible for blood that was spilled. And as the Mefarshim explain, holds him responsible for the death of Uriah Hachiti, holds him responsible for the deaths of Ishboshes, the son of Shaul, and of Avnil ben Ner, the erstwhile general of Shaul, who then pledged his loyalty to David. V'ish habli Yoal, not only that, Shimi here accuses publicly David of the sin of Eshet Ish, of adultery with Bathsheba. Pasuk Chet. Heshiv alecha Hashem kol dmei veis Shaul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now returning to you all the blood of the household of Shaul, which Shimi implies David is responsible for the deaths of the family of Shaul. Or alternatively, according to the Abarbanel and the Malbim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting upon you, David, all of the punishment that Shaul himself suffered. Asher malachta tachtav, that you ruled in his stead. Vayiten Hashem es hamlucha biyad Avshalom binecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is passing the malchut to your son Avshalom. Vihincha b'ra'asecha ki ish damim ata. And you are suffering your own evil, for you are a man of blood. Whereas David perceived the rebellion of Avshalom as the fulfillment of the nevuah of Nasan Hanavi, of the retribution that would be required for him to be cleansed of his sin, this was not predicted. This curse seems to be a disgrace beyond whatever was promised. Pasuk Tet, Vayoma Avishai ben Tsruya el Hamelech, says Avishai, the brother of Yoav, another general in the service of David, Lama yikalel hakelev hames hazeh es adoni hamelech, ebrana ve'asira es rosho. How will we let this dead dog curse the king? I will go and cut off his head. Pasuk Yud, again, the actions of David that are determined by a deep, deep wellspring of emunah that we find expressing itself over and over throughout the Mizborei Tehillim that we hold on to through our most critical moments. Vayomer HaMelech, says the king, Ma'li v'lachem b'nei Tzruya, what is between us? What hatred is there that you would seek to do that which I did not ask? Ki ko yikalel, ki Hashem amar lo, kalel es David. If it is happening that a person of this stature would curse me, it has nothing to do with him. His wrong is his own account. But clearly, if I am suffering this disgrace, it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that this is what I would suffer. Umi yomar madua asisa ken. And there is no one who will say to Shimi ben Gera, why are you acting in this way? The subtle point here, firstly, of Shimi might be acting through his own b'chira, and that is his account with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact that this is what I suffer, that is between me and God, not between me and Shimi. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends to me is clearly predetermined and is for my own good. As the Rabbah takes this further, if this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will you fight with that? There is no such thing as a human trying to foil Ritzon Hashem. And in history, when we saw people tried, for example, the brothers of Yosef, who tried to thwart the dream that saw them bowing down to him, by their actions, they only hastened the fulfillment of the dream. We cannot foil Hashem's plan. And sometimes in trying, we bring it to fruition. Continues David, ויאמר דוד אל אבישי ואל כל עבדיו, הנה בני אשר יצא ממעי, מבקש את נפשי. The child who I gave birth to is now chasing me to kill me. ואף כי אתה בן הימיני, הניחו לו ויקלל, כי אמר לו השם. If now a son of Binyamin is also pursuing me, let him be. Because clearly, as the Malbim explains this pasuk, it is so bizarre, it is so unusual that which has befallen me, that my own son should be pursuing me to steal the throne and perhaps kill me. Now added upon that, someone loyal to Shaul curses me. Clearly, when events go so out of the norm, this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as David always holds on to, if it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it is necessary and it is good in leading me to my ultimate destination. As such, let him be, because it is not he, ki amalo Hashem. This too is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues David, ulay yireh Hashem. Perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see, and here there is the kriuchtiv. Either it is be'oni, or be'eni, or ba'avoni. Perhaps he will see the tears in my eye. Perhaps he will see oni, my pain. Perhaps he will see ba'avoni, that even the chet for which I am being punished now, I did only l'shem shamayim. And if so, ve'eshiv Hashem li tova tachaskir laso hayom hazeh. And if so, I am being cursed today. But perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see favor in my actions or in my pain. And good will come from this. What good? It is actually stated in the Shevet Musal, Chaf Chaf Zayin. Be'oto pa'am nimnu beitin shel mala liyot David echad me'arba'a b'merkava. We are told that the three avot are the three wheels of the merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Merkava is a chariot. It's a vehicle used to transport anything, any person, from point A to point B. The Avot became the chariot, the vehicle, with which recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was transported, so to speak, from the upper world to ours. They created a place in this world for humans to recognize God. David yearned for the privilege of being included. On this painful, painful day, when David not only was a fugitive leaving his beloved city, leaving the proximity to the Shekhinah, facing betrayal from his very own son, then further cursed publicly by a prominent member of Klal Yisrael, in his acceptance of this shame, in his understanding that everything that befell him was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as such was purposeful in taking him to where he needed to be. On that day, he merited the privilege of becoming the fourth wheel in the Milkava, in the chariot of Kvod Shamayim, along with Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Pasuk Yud-Gimel, Vayelech David va'anashav badarech. David continues on his way without responding or punishing Shimi. V'Shimi holech b'tzela ha'har le'umaso haloch v'yekalel. Shimi continues walking alongside, continuing to curse. Vayisakel bo avanim le'umaso v'ipal be'afar, continues to hurl not only insults but stones. Pasuk Yud-Dalet, Vayavo ha'melech hachal ha'am asher ito ayefim v'yinafesh sham. David and all the people with him arrive tired, weary, v'yinafesh sham, and they rest in the city of Bahurim. Pasuk Tetvav, the parallel track, v'avshalom v'chal ha'am ish Yisrael ba'u Yerushalayim. Avshalom, as David left, enters Yerushalayim. V'achisofel ito, and his very wise advisor, the traitor Achisofel, is with him. V'ayikasher ba Hushai ha'alki re'e David el Avshalom. V'ayomer Hushai el Avshalom, yichi ha'melech, yichi ha'melech. Hushai ha'alki, who had offered his services to David, was now sent as a spy to the camp of Avshalom, presenting himself as one who switched loyalties, proclaiming to Avshalom, Yichi HaMelech, long live the king. He doesn't specify whom he considers the king. It sounds like Avshalom, but as we know, he considered the king David. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayomer Avshalom el Hushai, Zechastecha esre'echa? Is this your kindness to your dear friend, my father David? Lama lo halachta esre'echa? How have you betrayed your friend? Why are you not with David? Vayomer Hushai el Avshalom, says Hushai to Avshalom, Lo, ki asher bachar Hashem v'am hazeh v'chal ish Yisrael lo eheyeh. That is not the case. I align myself with the one whom all of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have chosen. V'ito eshev, and I will be with him. Implying Avshalom, but again ambiguous, intending David, as is evident also from the Kri Uchtiv, the Lo with a Vav and the Lo with an Aleph, which can be read as referring to Avshalom or to David. Pasuk Yutet continues Chushe Ha'alki, V'hashenis, Limi ani e'avod, halo lefnei vno, ka'asher avadati lefnei avicha, ken e'ya lefanecha. I'm not betraying, I'm transferring loyalty from the father who was beloved to me to his son. Pasuk Chaf, Vayoma Avshalom el Achisofel, turns Avshalom to the wise Achisofel, havu lachem etza ma na'aseh. What now are we going to do? Now, as we've mentioned, the Malbim explains that Avshalom at this point was still on the fence. He was not looking to kill his father. He was hoping to find some way to segue into the throne upon his father's death and manipulate things whereby they might have shared power until his father died. Achitophel, on the other hand, intends very much for David to die. And this is where he is going to propose an idea which will create a point of no return. If Avshalom will follow the advice of Achitophel, there will be no chance for a peaceful reconciliation between himself and David, but there will be only one outcome possible, and that will be death. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayomer Achitophel el Avshalom, Bo el Pilagshe Avicha, Asher Hiniach Leshmor Habois, V'shema Kol Yisrael, Ki Nivashta Es Avicha, V'chazku Yedei Kol Asher Itach. Achitophel recommends an idea that is devious as much as it is evil, as much as it has deep significance. As we mentioned, when David fled Yerushalayim, he left 10 of his concubines in his home over there. Halachically, once a woman was a concubine to a king, she could only be taken by another king, even after the death of her first husband. By Avshalom taking these concubines of David, he is not only disgracing his father, he is asserting himself to have a din malchut, to be halachically a king, because otherwise, of course, he could not be with these women. So there is a public disgrace to the malchut of David, and there is a public assertion that Avshalom is considered king. And if any in Klal Yisrael were perhaps concerned that Avshalom would not really bring the battle, the rebellion, to his father and stand against him, when they hear how he has disgraced his father, they will be certain that in this rebellion, Avshalom means business. Pasuk Chaf Bet, Avshalom accepts this advice, which will indicate a point of no return. Vayatu l'Avshalom ha'ohel al hagag. Avshalom had a tent erected on the roof of the royal palace. Vayavo Avshalom el pilagshe aviv le'enei kol Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael saw Avshalom being miyached, secluding himself with these women who had been the concubines of David. The public disgrace was enormous. So was the public fulfillment of the nevuah of Nasan Hanavi to David, that his wives would be taken by another man. There is the sight of the divine workings of the cleansing of David through the Yisurim, through the trials and tribulations that he would face. Pasuk Chaf Gimel is an explanation of how Avshalom could have gone so far to act in this way. Va'atzas, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Va'atzas Achisofel, Asher Ya'atz Bayamim Ha'hem, Ka'asher Yesh'al Ish Bidvar Ha'elokim, Ken Kal Atzas Achisofel, Gam LeDavid, Gam LeAvshalom. The stature of Achitophel was so high that in his days he was considered Kimalach Elokim. Asking his advice was as if consulting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. In fact, the Yerushalmi points out that whenever Achitophel and the Urim V'Tumim were both consulted, their answers always matched. The stature of this man was enormous. But as we see, Gam LeDavid, in his time, he counseled David. Gam LeAvshalom, he also counseled Avshalom. There was no loyalty. Sefer Shmuel Bet is dedicated by Hillel and Leah Lightman, Lilay Nishmot, their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.